The Gemara Daf and Gimel on the base. We're discussing here the Machlokes Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan about Hezek Sheino Nikir. If it's called Hezek or not called Hezek, Chizkiyah holds Shmei Hezek. Rabbi Yochanan holds Lav Shmei Hezek. So the Gemara picks up here a few lines down. Masiv Rav Papa. Masiv Rav Papa. Papa brings a kasha. Gozal matbea v'nifsal. If a person steals a matbea, a coin v'nifsal, and then afterwards it gets ruined, it becomes pasul. What does that mean? Not ruined physically, but as Rashi explains, not spiritually either, but the Malchus decided to invalidate the coin. So it's now a puzzle coin. Or Truma v'nifnei, it's still Truma, and it becomes Tameh. Rashi points out as Me'eleh, here he didn't do anything. It was by itself, it becomes Tameh. Or Chametz, or Leva Pesach, in all those three cases, if you steal any one of those three things, Matbea, Truma, or Chametz, and then they become worth a lot less, you are nothing. Omar lo, Arisha Chalafanecha. The Gazlan can tell the Nigzal, he can return it, the item, and say, listen, here's the item, I'm giving it back. Rashi points out, it's Dafka, the exact item. You can't give back something else. If you give back the exact item, you're putter from paying, even though when you stole it was worth $100, now it's worth two or zero. Says the Gemara V'yamre, Sazak Shed Nikr Shmei Hezek. Hi, Gazlan hu, Umamonim Ali Bala Shalomei. Now, if you're going to tell me Hezek Shed Nikr is called Hezek, so Lamaisa, you were a Gazlan. Rashi explains, when you stole it, it was worth a certain amount of money. And what's the din? After, and therefore, it's, at that point, it was kam lebir tshuva, so you now took ownership of it. And when you're coming to pay, you're paying back something that's worth less. So you stole something that's worth $100. Then it went down in your reshus. And you're paying back not a fair price. So you should be chayv to pay more. So it must be a raya that really hezek sheinu nikar, lav shmei hezek. So the Gemara says, tiyufta ina chanami, this is a raya, hezek sheinu nikar, lav shmei hezek. Because if it would be called shmei hezek, so then you'd be chayv to pay more. Now, a lot of guys think are bothered by it. Jordan was asking before. There's a long Tosis here. I'm not going to speak at the whole thing. Just push up to speak it out now because the Mamash push up on the Gemara. Tosis brings from Gemara's and Bava Kamma another place that you see that really the halacha is, Gemara Sanhedrin also, that's not really true. You can say Reish HaKal HaFanecho all the time. I'm saying Tosis' question, Bekitzer, just keeping it simple. That Lamay says, Adidza Reish HaKal HaFanecho, and Tosis explains the reason is that you're not koine anything. If I take something and I didn't change it, so I always have the right to say, I took your item. If I change the item and I was koine it, b'shinui, so now it's my item, and now I'm responsible to give it back to you at the time, at least the value that it was when I stole it. But if I took it, and then I just give it back to you, so I can always say, Hareisha Chalafanecha. But those are saying, even if you hold Hezek Shalei Nikr, Shmei Hezek, why are you not potter when you give back the item? Lamaisa, I just took your thing and I gave it back. And Tosis says, basically, there's a difference between being mazik something biadayim and having something mela happen. If I'm mazik biadayim, I understand. Here, I just took it, I'm giving it back. So Tosis says, Gishmak, yes, I think we mentioned this yesterday, but Tosis says, Gishmak, Nakud over here, which is that the vort of Hezek Shein Nikr is that what? If you hold Hezek Shein Nikr, Shmei Hezek, that means we view it as if it was a real Hezek. In Lomdis, we view the Hezek as if real Hezek happened. Right? You're looking at this item. Hezek Shednikr means nothing changed about it. It was the exact same item. The man the Amr holds Hezek Shednikr Shmei Hezek. He holds that it's Chashav Leh Ki'ilu Hu Nikr. It's as if it's recognizable the damage. Now imagine you have a coin that went from $100 to $2. Yeah? Now right now it's not recognizable because why is it puzzled? Because the Medina decided to puzzle it. But if you would view it as a real Hezek, what would that coin look like? A completely trashed coin, right? That would be a shinui. It would be that you changed it and you were mazik it, and therefore you'd be chayv. Not me didn't mess it. The point is, it's something called shinui. That when you a Gazlan takes something and he does a shinui to the object, so then he's coin to the object. Now it's his, and he was coin at the price that it was before he did the shinui, and then he's chayv to pay back from the original price. So therefore, if we view the Hezek Shein Nikr as if that happened, so what happened? You took a $100 coin, right? Now, it's a destroyed coin. You're destroying the coin because it's now changing its status into something which is worth $2. So imagine that in a physical way. That would be a completely destroyed coin, right? So now you're chayav to pay for it because now it was a shinoi. You were kind of a shinoi, and therefore you're chayav to pay. Okay, so that's the little bit of the lumdus how that works. But the Gemara seemingly slugs up Shita's Chizkiyah. It's a Tiyufta. Now it's interesting, the Gemara now continues. After we said it's Tiyufta, the Gemara goes with a Lema, Kitanoi. Okay, but Lamaisa, that is the way we pass in the Hezek Shein Nikr, Lav Shmei Hezek. like this tiyufta over here, that we paskin against Chizkiya, and we go like Rabbi Yochanan. Let's say Machlokes Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan is in fact the Machlokes Tanoim. And here's where we get back to the din of our Mishnah, right? So we had our Mishnah on the Beis and Beis, right? And we started talking about din of the Mishnah. We digressed a little bit to the sugya of Hezek, Shein, and Nikar. Now we're bringing it back to the Mishnah. And we're going to show a Machlokes Tanoim. In our Mishnah, we didn't have any Machlokes. Our Mishnah just said the din, that Matami with the man Menasech B'Shogig Pater B'Mezit Chayiv. So now the Gemara says, in fact, there's a Machlokes Tanoim about our din of the Mishnah. Now we have a new shita here, shita's Reb Meir, which we did not yet see, that you're going to be chayv in both cases, whether it's mezid or shogig. Reb Yehuda Omer b'shogig pater b'mezid chayv. Reb Yehuda holds only b'shogig pater b'mezid chayv, which is like our Mishnah. So says the Gemara. Let's assume my lab. Is this not the machlekes? The Mar Sofer Hezek Sheinu Nikar Shmei Hezek. Reb Meir must hold Hezek Sheinu Nikar Shmei Hezek. And therefore, whether you did it b'shoig or b'mezid, a mazik is chayiv, right? So, even if it's done b'shoig, you're going to be chayiv. Umar sabr lo shmehezik, Rabbi Yehuda holds his lo shmehezik, and therefore, we're only going to be mechayiv you b'mezid, pashas, like we saw in our Gemara, it was a knas, we want to give you a knas, but we're not going to be mechayiv you b'shoig. So, Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, no, don't say that. The kuli alma hezik shed nikah lo shmehezik, really everybody holds lo shmehezik like Rabbi Yehuda. Here the machlokes is, do we make an added knas of shogeg to mezid? In other words, the whole reason, the whole din of that you're chayv and mezid is already a din derabanan. It's already an added thing that we're doing. Make your din losh mezid. But we don't want, like we said yesterday, we don't want anybody, everyone going around and being metame their friend's stuff. So now the question is, do we make an added gzer? Not only going to do it, but are we not only going to make a knas when it was done b'mezid, but even b'shogeg to a case of mezid? What does that mean? If we're afraid that if we allow you to get off the hook when it's b'shoigig, so then we may come, people might come to think that the same is going to be true b'mezid, right? So we might lead to being makel b'mezid as well, and therefore we don't want that. So Rav Nachman says that's the machlokes. Everybody holds lo shmehezik. V'hacha becomes shoigig to mezid, come if we demar savar comes to shoigig to mezid. Meir holds to make a kass of shoigig to mezid. We take it even further. Umar savar lo comes to shoigig to mezid. And Rabbi says, no, it's enough to be kones b'mezid, not b'shoigig. So the Rishonim asks, also the Marsha brings down this kasha, maybe the Efshe Fakert, how does the Gemara know that they all agree like Rabbi Yochanan? But the Gemara wants to say it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Right? Maybe the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda is a Machlokes Tanoim, meaning the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan, and Chizki is the Machlokes Tanoim of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Right? That about Hezek Shem Nikar, Shmei Hezek, Lo Shmei Hezek. The Gemara says, no, everybody agrees, Hezek Shem Nikar, Lo Shmei Hezek. And the whole Machlokes is to make a Knas of Shoyot to me. Maybe Fakert. Maybe everybody agrees Hezek Sheniker is Hezek. Right? Everybody agrees Hezek Sheniker Shmei Hezek. So therefore, what? Right, and then you have to explain what's Pshat the other way. Right? Instead of explaining why Reb Meir makes a Knas show you go to Mezid, really maybe everybody holds Hezek Sheniker is a Hezek. And they'll have to explain, if it is a Hezek, why Reb Yehuda is Matir by shogeg. We'll say, why is he matir by shogeg? What? No, the other way around. What?
No, it'll tell the first exactly. Mivdil.
What?
Mivdil is the chumrah, like we said on the bottom.
What's mivdil? With Avodah Zarah?
Yeah.
We're not talking only about Avodah Zarah. He says about all of it. What?
You could have said something like that here.
What is that supposed to mean? Does it work or does it not work? Does that svara work well? No. So you can't say it. Somebody made this. If you have something to say, you can say. You can't say, maybe there's something to say. So listen to Andrew. What's Andrew saying? The other way around, like we saw yesterday, that there we have a tzad to be mekel dafka b'shoigeg, because we want people to let everybody know. We want people to let their friends know that they did this hezek to them. This way that people don't eat tameh, they don't mess up their chulin, right? For chulin.
Yeah, but we never said that in the Raisa case.
We said the exact case, Bevin. It's the exact same mission as yesterday. The exact same mission. Matami, the man, and all those cases. We want the person, b'shoigeg, we're going to really make her adin, hezek sheniker shmei hezek. I'm asking, this is what the Rishonim asked. Say hezek sheniker shmei hezek. So that's pshat, everybody holds like that. And the machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda is, do we give you a special dispensation when it comes to shoigeg? Do we say, we'll let you off the hook so in order that you'll let your friend know? That's what we could have said. The Maisa, so the answer, Kishmak, back to the Hara we said before, the Tiyufta, the Gemara already shlugged up Chizkiyah. Since we already shlugged up Chizkiyah, the Gemara would rather say, Kuli Alma agree, Hezek Shein and Nikr Lo Shmei Hezek, and deal with it that way. It's not Kishmak to shlug up Chizkiyah, and then Rav Achleig is Tanoim say everybody agrees to Chizkiyah. So that's why, even though in Cheshvan you could have done it, in Cheshvan we could have said, Kuli Alma, but we'd rather do it this way, because anyway we don't fast like his good. The Gemara shlugged him up, so we'll say it like that. Okay, I'll call upon him. We were done as we've deflected this approach to say that the Machlokes Amoraim is Machlokes Tanaim, and really everybody, all the Tanaim hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, okay, so now the Gemara says, now they already mentioned Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, you've now opened up Pandora's box. Now we're going to go into this whole new sugya now about Kansin and Shagiyot Amazin. What has it come out so far that Reb Meir makes this knas? Reb Meir is considered shaygiyot to mezid, and Reb Yehuda is not. So, frankly, Gemara will ask you a stira of a rami the Reb Meir ad Reb Meir, the rami the Reb Yehuda ad Reb Yehuda. I'm going to ask a stira both ways from Reb Meir and from Reb Yehuda. From the following brisa, the Tanya, and this is a very famous brisa, comes up in a lot of places in Shas, in Chulin over here, in Ksuvius and Beitz all over the place, and it's very nogei halacha lemaisa. Exactly what comes out of this and how we pasken. Okay, so let's get the three sheetahs down. The Brayta says like this: Hamavashal b'Shabbos b'shoigeg yoichal. So someone is accidentally cooks on Shabbos. The halacha is he's allowed to eat it. Okay, so that means even he himself, the person who did the avera, is allowed to eat it on Shabbos itself. So he can eat it on Shabbos. B'mezid lo yoichal. But if he did it b'mezid, then he's not allowed to eat it. On Shabbos. Divir Rav Meir, that's Shitas Rav Meir. Okay, Rav Yehuda Omer, B'shoigeg Yochal, L'motzoi Shabbos. So if he did a B'shoigeg, Rav Meir is a little bit more, Rav Yehuda is a little bit more machmir. He says, B'shoigeg, nobody can eat it on Shabbos, but you can eat it, this guy can eat it L'motzoi Shabbos. But B'mezid, he did it B'mezid, Lo Yochal Olamis. If he did it b'mezid, so then that person is not allowed to eat it at all, forever. Implication being that other people would be able to eat it. So other people could eat it motzoi Shabbos, just he himself cannot. Okay, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, b'shoigeg, the person himself can eat the motzoi Shabbos. If he did it b'mezid, he can't eat the motzoi Shabbos, but other people could. Rabbi Yochanan Sadar Omer, b'shoigeg. How do you read the next word, Yasala? Jordy, welcome to the shir. By the way, welcome to Jordy. Jordy, how do you read that next word? What? Yeah, you skipped the word. Omer b'shoigeg. Nice. Ye achel lemotzoi Shabbos la'achirim. It may be.
We didn't say that above.
Nope. That's exactly the point. Rashi even has nekudos over here, and the emphasis. Evan is dafka over here, but Rabbi Yochanan says Rashi, but Yochanan sadar goras ye ochel, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's aser be'etzem. Okay, and it brings the subject Meisah Shabbos. We'll get back to that in a second, but let's just finish the sheet. Rabbi Yochanan sadar Omer b'Shabbos ye ochel b'shoyg ye ochel motzoi Shabbos la'achirim v'lo lo b'mezid lo ye ochel olamis lo lo v'lo la'achirim. And Rashi points out, and this is what Evan started pointing me out before, which is a nice aura, just to mention, and that's clearly what's going on in the Gemara, just a point to point it out, that it comes out according to both Rameir and Rebuta, the whole din of what we call, this is called Maisa Shabbos. Maisa Shabbos refers to malacha that was done by a yid on Shabbos, and there's an isser to get hanah from that malacha, that concept of Maisa Shabbos is only Dirabana. But Rashi brings here that Shittas Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan Asan, the Gemara, he doesn't make the drash in other places. Rabbi Yochanan learns it out from a pasuk, okay, and therefore it's a din d'oraisa. Maisa Shabbos learned out from a pasuk will be a din d'oraisa. Okay, you have to see the sugyas over there. Difference would go into Rabbi Yochanan and Sanda, but Kipshuta will say from now that Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda are saying it's d'rabbanan, and Rabbi Yochanan and Sanda could have a din d'oraisa. It's a real drasha from the pasuk. So our discussion is only now about Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda. What? About being nana? Well, because they did malach on Shabbos. I wasn't holding in the sugi there. I know there's a kfarim. I don't know all the things that happened over there. But, okay, so this is the price. These are the rishitas. Just to have it clear, it's Kishmak Tosos at the bottom of the Ramaskal, Hamavashal, B'Shabbos, B'Shoigeg. Tosos clarifies the very last line there. Tosos says, to teach you a klal, to remember it, klal de milsa, the last line, the second last line of Tosos, he says, Mezid derbi meir, The level of Mezid of Reb Meir is the Shoigeg through Reb Yehuda. Right? So B'mezid, according to Reb Meir, what happens when it's done B'mezid? Everybody can eat it Motzei Shabbos. Nobody can eat it on Shabbos. That's the same thing as the Shoigeg of Reb Yehuda. The Shoigeg of Reb Yehuda, nobody can eat it on Shabbos, and everybody can eat it Motzei Shabbos. Okay, so the Mezid of Reb Meir is the same thing as the Shoigeg of Reb Yehuda, and the Mezid of Reb Yehuda is the Shoigeg of Reb Chanan Sandler. And the Mezid of Reb Yehuda, which is that what? That you can't eat it the Motzei Shabbos, but other people can. Mezid of Reb Yehuda is the Shoigeg, is like that, right? The Mezid of Reb Yehuda, is the Shoigeg of Reb Chanan Sandler, which means that on Motzei Shabbos, you can't eat it, but other people can. So the Reb Chanan Sandler, even if it was done b'shoigeg, according to Reb Yehuda, that was only if it was done b'mezid. If it was done b'shoigeg, then you could eat it Motzei Shabbos. Okay, so it's a nice way to just to see the ascending levels of chumra from each of them. The shoigeg, the mezid of Reb Meir is the shoigeg of Reb Yehuda, and the mezid of Reb Yehuda is the shoigeg of Reb Chanan Sandler. Yeah.
Maybe I missed it when we went over in the Gemara. We're saying the mezid of Reb Meir is just he can't eat it right then on Shabbos.
The mezid for sure. That's what the Gemara says.
I thought it was just he can't eat it.
You're saying ever?
Yeah.
No, so that's the, back to that's why the loyachal neyachal is right.
Yeah, I was reading that as your loyachal meaning.
What? Okay, so good.
You
so
can't eat it and
good. Fine. So I want. So I want to. Let's just see, in Rashi, one second. See if it's lehedya to show it to you, again. B'mezid loyachal. Yeah, okay, it's not the head, but that's the pshat. That's what I mean. The truth is, that's what Tos needs to point out. It could be that you're right, that in the Gemara it's not 1,000% mavur like this. In other words, you're not wrong. You didn't read anything wrong if you had that habamina. You didn't read anything wrong, but that's it. That's what actually Tos is coming to prove. You look at the second wide line of Tosos. In the fancy Gemaras, it's bolded. So Tosfos says, "B'mezid lo yochal, perish bo bayom, bein hu bein achir, u'metzoy Shabbos shari afil l'didei." Okay, so that's what he's coming to say. So that's b'shoygegol. B'mezid lo yochal means bo bayom, but u'metzoy Shabbos you could. That's exactly what Tosfos, and Tosfos actually has to prove it. He has to prove a little bit, so it could be that you're so from the actual evidence is correct. From the actual words of the Gemara, might not have been lahedi like that, but that's what Tosfos. But that's the cloud that comes out from Tosfos. Okay, so the bottom line is like, what's the Gemara saying? We have now a stira, right? Because when it comes to Shabbos, Reb Meir is the one who's being makel. He's not being koinis shogeg out to mezid. He was b'shogeg. He said everything's great, but yet in our mission of tam damea, there he's being making a knas even by shogeg, and Reb Yehuda's bung fakert. In the Mishnah by us, by Metam and Damea, he's being Mekel, and he doesn't give the Knas by Shogeg. When it comes to Shabbos, he's being very Machmir. Not as Machmir as Reb Chanan Sandler, but he's being more Machmir. Okay? Which makes a lot of sense. We want to discuss the Derabbanan. Reb Chanan Sandler already is the Deraisa realm. So the Gemara has to answer. It says the Gemara like this. So Kash, the Gemara is okay, that's the Kash. Kash is Meir, the Remeir, Kash is Reed, or the Biguda. Says the Gemara, no, we answer the Gemara. The Rebbe Meir, lo kasha ki kanas b'derabbanan b'deraisa lo kanas. It's not shver in Rebbe Meir because when did the Rabbanan make a knas? Only by derabbanans. But b'deraisas, they don't make a knas. What's the svara? Yosela, why do we only make a knas by derabbanans, not by deraisas? Dani.
Why,
according to Reb Meir, do we make a knas only by derabbanan, not by deraisa? Because we have the klal says, Rashi,
where?
What's going on over here? I don't need to tell you where. This is a Gemara, Rashi, Taisus, Marsha, Shirsh, Ritva. What? Very good. Rashi says, the end of the Ramas, Lamatsoy Shabbos. Okay, Rashi there says, Udivri Seifrim Tzrichin Chizik. Hilkach Konis Afa Shogeg. Rabbi Bishul Peshava. This is the race of a low Shchiyach. Davri Hilkach Lo Konis. Says the mayor, we need to give a knas by their abundance, because by their abundance people are more makel about. So we want to be extra careful. No, don't let the oil be makel. By Shdairos, anyway, people are staying always driving on Shabbos. People are staying away from it. So we don't have to make such a big knas. Okay, this gets back to Donnie's question, which is, we're talking about shayig here. Like, why is that nichlal and right also chizik? Yeah, the whole thing happened b'shayig. It's not like we're encouraging people to do it. It happened b'shayig. What, you're going to tell them to be careful not to do it b'shayig?
You could ask that earlier on the
what?
You should ask that earlier on the
no, I'm just Donnie asked it earlier. I'm just bringing it out over here because if the divreim tzrichim chizik, in other words, the way I said it earlier, I'll tell you. No, I'll tell you why I definitely said it earlier. Because earlier, the way I was explaining is that it's not a din that we're afraid you're going to be more. You're going to be more makel on something. Just the pshat is by shogeg. We don't want to allow it ever. We don't want to allow something to go then ever because then it may come to a situation where we're allowed to be done in mezid somehow. If people see it being done by shogeg, they'll be like, oh, it's okay. But here we're saying the word is that people aren't so careful about it. If it's that you're not careful about it, you'll come to do it. How does that make sense by a shogeg? Okay.
It makes more sense to shogeg to mezid in this scenario. You're saying.
No, I'm asking your kasha. I don't understand it because shogeg implies if the very chizik implies like you're not so careful, so we're gonna give you an extra knas. What do you mean? It was b'shogeg. Unless l'taina that shogeg doesn't mean oynus, right? So shogeg, in the way you weren't 100% careful.
Right. That's how you answer.
Maybe that's the okay.
But before too, that's why you answered there.
Okay.
If it was by
maybe.
Accident. Why would having a knas make someone? How to fix it?
Yeah, that's true. Like, yeah. Be more careful.
Yeah, and that's the answer.
That's maybe that would be the answer. No, okay. Really okay. Anyway, I'll call upon him. Let's go weiter. So the Gemara says that's pshat and Reb Meir. What about? So the Gemara says, wait a second. Vaha benasech deraisahu v'kakonis. But benasech is a din deraisa, and there at least talking about isra deraisa. Someone asked Evan asked me about benasech that according to Shmuel it's only derabanan. But there, at least for the Isser, is still an Isser Deraisa. Maybe that's right. It's an Isser Deraisa. Menasseh, whether or not the Aver you did was Deraisa, maybe not. But the Isser is Yain Nesach there. Shmuel agrees it was Yain Nesach there. Just you were Ma'ariv Yain Nesach into other Yain.
Right, so
still, the Isser Deraisa is in that Yain. There's an Isser Deraisa here. Just you didn't do an Isser Deraisa, but there's an Isser Deraisa involved. I'll call upon him by Menasseh, where it's Deraisa who. So what's going on? Betzem, it should fall into the category of derais, which you don't need a knas. But here, since it's so chamur, we have to be extra careful by avodah zarah. We have to give knasos because we want to treat it very, very severely. Okay, that's Shad and Meir. What about Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, loy kasho. Rabbi Yehuda is not a stira kilo konas b'derabanan, but derais a konas. The exact opposite. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make a knas by derabana, but he does give a knas by deraisa. Why? Because deraisa is much more chamur. We have to be extra careful by it. Rashi, the way Rashi says, iser deraisa mishum da'avad iser chamur. Here he did in avera chamura, so therefore we have to give an extra knas larchiko by derabana. It's not so chamur anyway. It's only din derabana, so we don't have to make extra knasos. So says the Gemara. If that's true. But the Nasech is on the list, and he doesn't make a knas, right? In our Mishnah, he doesn't give a knas. Now I can't give the answer I gave before. Because what did Rashi just say? In Rashi, at least, I can't say. Because Rashi says, why does Rabbi Yehuda give an extra knas by the Araisas? Because you were over in Isser Chamer. Right? According to Shmuel, that's not an over, unless you get a tiny that. You were involved in an Isser Chomer, and you know, it's a little bit schwer, it's a little harder to hear that. I don't know if that's going to work, it's not going to work in Shmuel. Okay. What's the whole thing? We want to make sure this guy's going to stay away from Averis? Avodah Zarah, everybody stays away from anyway. So we don't, by Shoeg, if it happens, it can happen, but it's not going to encourage people to do it because people know to stay away from Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir, let's ask another stira in Rabbi Meir, Bidiraisa, within Deraisa itself. Up to now, we asked from Deraisa to Rabbanan. Now we'll ask a stira within Deraisa. Up to now, what are we saying in Rabbi Meir? That by Deraisa's, the Shoegeki does not make a knas, and only by Rabbanan he makes the knas. So the Gemara says, we have a right now, like the Tanya, Anotea B'Shabbis, if you do Anotea B'Shabbis, which is an Isra Deraisa, the Aloch is B'Shoegeki Kaim, B'Mezid, Ya'akir. So b'shoigeg, you can leave it there. B'mezid ya'akir. B'mezid, you have to uproot it. Uvishvias. Now the Gemara is assuming right now that shvias now means shvias midyaraisa. I was also going to go, maybe shvias is derabanan. It's clear from the Gemara they're assuming that shvias is bezman, that shvias is derraisa. Uvishvias, b'im b'shoigeg, b'im b'mezid ya'akir. Tivi Reb Meir. So you see that even by derraisa, you're making a knas. Now the Braisa finishes off with Shita's Rebuter. Rebuter, I'm Rebuter, Shvias, B'Shoegeg, Yekayim, B'Mezid, Yaakir. Reb Yehuda says that on Shvius, if it was done b'shoigig, we could be more mekel, that you could be mekayimid, b'mezid yaker, or b'shabbos, b'mishoigig, b'mezid yaker. But by Shabbos, we always have to be ma'aker. Now, Rashi points out, the Gemara here is asking a stira in Rabbi Meir, it could also be a stira in Rabbi Yehuda, right? Because where's the stira in Rabbi Yehuda, Evan? When it comes to Shvius, Rabbi Yehuda is not making the knas. And earlier we said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, making knas in there. So Rashi points out, wait to the Gemara later on. So Rashi says, the Gemara first asked on Rabbi Meir, because he was first. But we're going to answer up for Rabbi Yehuda also, eventually. We have to wait till tomorrow. So the Gemara says, okay, so we have a stira in Rabbi Meir. You're telling me that going to Rabbi Meir, we never make a knas by deraisas, only by derabanan. It's not true. By Shvius, we make a knas by Shvius deraisas, we make a knas there as well, by the shoygi. So, frankly, Gemara, the obvious question, l'tamech, tikshi loch, hi gufa. Forget about asking a stira from a Mishnah and Gittin to this din over here of Noteha B'Shabbos. Mineu bei, in this din, in this halach of Noteha B'Shabbos, it's mefurish a stira. Because you're telling me that on Shabbos, Rabbi Meir, what's the din on Shabbos? It's okay. We're not going to say shaggy out to mezid. And in Shvius, we are cons. So what's the din? So that's what the Gemara speaks out. He goof a michti ha deraisa, both Shabbos and Shvius are deraisa. Maishna Shabbos, so maishna Shvius. So why by Shabbos do you not make it? By Shvius you do. El hasim, there's many time, amr rebeir, b'nema ani oimer b'Shabbos, b'shoige gikayim, mezid yaker, b'shvius, b'im b'shoige, b'im mezid yaker. Why am I mechalud in Shabbos and Shvius, and on Shabbos I'll be mekel? Shvius will be machmir, b'nei shi Yisrael, moinin l'shvius, v'ein moinin l'shabbosos. Because Klal Yisrael, they count the years for Shvius, but they don't count the days for Shabbos. Meaning, if a person finds something that was planted, he's always going to be cheshvening, when was this thing planted? Why? Because everybody knows when you plant trees, you have to count the first 3 years are Orla, then the fourth year you have to bring in Netter Avoy, Karam Avoy, and then the fifth year you can eat it. So it's very important to know the years. So people are going to be cheshvening, hey, wait a second, this thing, when was it planted? So being that as the case, so we have to be very careful not to allow something that was ever planted on trees, even if it was done b'shoigig, because somebody's going to find this and be like, hey, this was planted 3 years ago. That was Shvius. Must be. It's okay if things were planted on Shvius. It's not. We don't have to be okay. We don't want them to come to make to be makel even the mezid. Okay, well, this is kind of in the middle, but so we answer for Rabbi Meir for now, and then we'll start with the Davar Acharon to Hashem tomorrow.